The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
We're in the Chodesh Halvavos, Shara Bitochon, Perek Sheni. Beginning of Perek Sheni. He starts as follows. Achasibois asher bohen yitochen habitochon mehabiteach al habruin hein sheva. Says, there are seven causative factors that allow the development of bitochon in the heart of one who trusts. And there are seven major ingredients in the development process of this trust. And he lists and explains these ingredients. Achas mehen, one of them, horachamim vehachemlo v'ho'avo. Mercy, and chemlo is maybe a deeper type of merciful feelings, and love. Ki ho'odom kishehu yodea b'chaveiroi shumerachem v'choymel olov. When a person knows that his friend has rachmonis, has mercy, and chemlo on him, yivtach boy, he will trust him, v'sonuach nafshoy olov, and he will rely, he will rest, menuchas hanefesh, he will allow himself to be restful and trustful upon him, b'chol mashiat richehu mein yonav, in anything that he is matriach him, that he troubles him with his things. If I have a friend, and I know how much my friend has rachmonis, has mercy on me, feels for me, and loves me, so when I know this, I can trust him with menuchas hanefesh. I don't have to worry about anything. I have no concerns. Whatever tircha I dump on him, whatever obligation, responsibility I throw on him, I can rest assured that he will deliver, because he has rachamim and he has ahava. And of course, he is speaking now in the theoretical, in the abstract. He's talking about a human relationship with trust. And of course, at the end, he's going to extrapolate that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think for our purposes, it may be worthwhile just to, you know, discuss the not just the Moshel, but the Nimshel, in each step of the way. And of course, this is the situation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that Hashem is Rachamov al kol ma'asov. His Rachmonis, which is the feeling of pain and sympathy and empathy and concern that he feels for anyone who's suffering, for any difficulty, and even without suffering and difficulty, just general feeling of pain, and the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, certainly is part of the formula that allows us to trust him, because I know how much rachmonis he has, I know how much he cares, I know how much he loves. So certainly that leads me to say that even if I'm burdening him with something that I desire, that I need, that I want, but with his level of care and concern, with his level of love, it should be a no-brainer. I should be able to count on him. Of course, that's not the whole story, because if all that he had was rachmonis and love, that wouldn't be enough to have full, total bitochon. However, it is a major factor, because he says, yivtach bo, he will trust him, v'sonuach nafsho lo b'chol mashiat v'cheu min yonov. He'll trust him in everything, even if I haven't yet focused on the other things. Does he have the power to do it? Is he capable of doing it? Can anything interfere? Which is what he goes into later. It sounds like this sense of realizing how much a person has rachmonis, he'll find an eitzah. In other words, rachmonis knows no bounds. If he really cares about me, if he really worries about me, then even if it doesn't seem to be so simple for him to find a solution to my problem, he'll do it, because he has that sense of pain. Of course, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has all of these other qualities as well. And then he continues with the next qualities. V'hashenis, the second quality. Sheyiye yoidea boi im ahavosoi sheinenu mis'ale mimeno v'loi mis'atzel b'cheftzoi. He has to know, together with the fact that Hashem loves him, or that the person loves him, he's speaking about the person. And I think we've pointed out that oftentimes he'll speak about human relationship and then extrapolate it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a human relationship is first of all easier for us to comprehend. We're more familiar with the human side of relationships, the human version of relationships. But even beyond that, the divine relationship sometimes is a little bit overwhelming. In other words, that if I have to hear it about him, I get a little scared. I'm dealing with him. Maybe there's a little nervousness. Maybe there's a little concern. Maybe there's a little threat. Maybe there's a little pressure. Maybe there's a little burden. But here I'm talking in a human relationship. This is something that we can deal with, and then we can carry it beyond. So with the love, he has to know, Sheinenu misalem imenu, he doesn't hide from him. He's not going to hide from me. He's always there. He's not going to avoid the issue. He's not going to, pretend like I don't know what's going on. Nothing to do with you. And he has no laziness in the fulfillment of his desire. Because if somebody feels rachmonis and he wants to help, but he's misalim, he just pretends, we can do that. We're very, very good. Sometimes we just pretend we don't see it. We can lose focus. We could, temporary amnesia and selective amnesia and not by the person that we trust in. That's a quality we must know, that he never loses focus, and that's certainly a quality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's not an ounce of laziness. I won't say, I feel deep brahmanis for you, but I have no koyach, I have no time, I'm so tired. There's no such thing. He's there, he's alert, he's ready to go. Such a friend we could put our trust in. He knows that he's going to put in the effort and he's agreeable to do it. Now that is part of the formula for bitochen, that I know that he's going to put in the effort and he's agreeable to do it. He's going to do. He's not lazy. He has rachmonis, and he's not lazy and he's not overlooking. He's ready to do that which I'm trusting him for. Because if this won't all be clear to him, his trust can never be complete and total. Because he knows the degree to which this person will allow himself to lose focus, to forget about it, or the weakening in the fulfillment of his desire. A weakening in the fulfillment, and the weakening of the fulfillment of the desire. And it sounds like that. It sounds like what he means to say is that the desire of the Baal Bitochon, of the one who trusts, that desire will not be disappointed by the one in whom he trusts, because he knows that he. Rachmonis, he feels. He has rachmonis even for my desires. Not just for my needs, but I desire something. You want it so much. You care so much. It means so much to you. Rachmonis, that you shouldn't get what you want. You'll be so disappointed. You'll be frustrated in your desire. And it seems that he knows he has rachmonis, he loves me, he's not going to overlook it, he's not going to be lazy in the fulfillment of my desire. And just before we finish the paragraph, I'd just like to mention something else. Desire is a strange word, because desire is not just needs, it's not just the basic needs of life. But it's what I want. It's desires. It's different. It's not necessarily things I need. In fact, we may have mentioned this at one point, but the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was, as opposed to others, that a person has a right to have bitochen even on luxury. Not only needs, tzrochim, tzrochov, but even heftso, even his desires. It sounds like this is somewhat indicative of that, that Kodesh Baruch Hu so loves us, has such rachmonis and such sensitivity and feels for us, that something that I desire, even if I don't need it, as far as he's concerned, he's not going to allow anything to stand in the way of the fulfilling of my desire. We know that when one truly loves someone, then that's in fact the way he feels. It's not just what you need that I'll provide. I provide much more. We provide for our families much more than they need. As long as we can, we try to provide the desires of their heart, the things that they want. And this is the way we can trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu to. V'kashi yiskabtzu labateach mimi shebotach bo shtei midos elu. And when these two criteria and the one that we're trusting come together, goydel rachmanuso alov v'roiv hashkochoso alin yonov, he says the extent of his rachmanus, how great his mercy on us is, and the greatness of his supervision on all of the aspects of our existence. Now that is the summary of the words that say Eino Misalim, he's not hiding, he's not Misatzel Bechevtsoi, he's Mishtadel Umaskim La'asoisoi. He tries, he puts in the effort, and he does it. That's Hashkochoso. Hashkochoso Hashem, when we talk about Hashem's Hashkocho Protis, we're not just talking about supervision, like we talk about Hashkocho in Kashrus. We're talking about a love that is focused, never losing sight for a moment of the desires of the one that's trusting in him, and never being lazy for a moment in the fulfillment of those desires. So when we know that he's tremendously merachim, and when we know the Rav Hashkochoso, his Hashkocho, his love, his rizus, his hishtadlus, his haskomo to do everything and never to even weaken for a moment in the fulfillment of our desires, let alone our needs, then yivtach mibli sofik. Then he will trust in him, bli sofik, without any doubt. Okay, that's two. So even this would seem to be bringing to a high level of trust, and this is really what it's all about, the combination of the rachmonos of Hashem together with this sense of how much he's involved and how much he cares for our desires and wants to help us. But still, it goes beyond that. And with the person, if it takes it a step beyond that, it will enhance the bitocha more. And of course, the same applies with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vashlishis, and the third area, sheyiyeh chozok lo yenutzach ba'asher hu chofetz, v'lo yimono'ehu meineya meyasus ba'koshes habiteach. Third possibility. Let's say that I trust he has rachmonis and he loves me and he's not lazy and he's committed and he's going to put in all the efforts and he agrees to help me and he will not weaken from the fulfillment of my desires. Oh, but he himself is weak. He can't, doesn't have the koyach. He says he's not chozok, lo yenutzach. Somebody could beat him. He can't always succeed in all of his desires. And somebody could stop him from doing the requests of the Boiteach. Then I can't trust him. Because unless he's chozok, that no one can beat him, he can do whatever he wants. He's the Kol Yochol, he's all-powerful, and nothing can stop him from doing the Bakoshas HaBoiteach. Then I can't really have the fullest bitochem, because even though I'm trusting him that he wants and that he cares and that he's strong, that he's not lazy and so forth, but he's not capable. Ki yim yeh cholosh, because if he's weak, lo yishlam habitochen olav, I can't possibly have complete bitochem. Lo yishlam, the shleimus habitochen, I can't have because he's weak. So there's a hole in the system. I know his rachmonos, I know his love, I know his commitment, I know his effort, but I know his power. If he doesn't have the power to do it, if something can interfere, how can I trust that he's going to do it? Because maybe he won't be capable, able of doing it. Afal pishin is barashu merachim mashgiach. Even though I know he's merachim and mashgiach, he's both of these qualities. Because there are things that are beyond him that he's not capable of doing. These three things together will make the bitochon even more roi. Now it's interesting. It's interesting to note that it seems like the two, without his yecholes, without his power, we're talking about a human being. It's not as if we know this about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about a human being who has the deepest rachmonis, the deepest commitment. The lack of atzlus, the hishtadlus to do, and his maskim to do, and he will not stop at fulfilling every desire That inspires a yiftach beibeli sofik. I have real bitochen. I have real bitochen. I trust him. So it sounds like that those two alone can create a trust, because, yeah, I know there's the outside possibility that he won't be able to deliver, but my trust in him is complete. It's sort of like an outside mania. There's something, maybe there's a limitation to his capability, but my trust in him is complete. He wants to do it. He'll do it. He'll find a way. He'll make it happen. But ultimately, if there is the possibility of a weakness, of a limitation, it can't soar to the heights of total confidence that it has to. However, this one will not just be biftach be mibli sofik, but it'll be, if he has this third quality that he has all power too, then his yah bitochen of yoiseroi, it'll be even more. This takes a minimum level of real bitochen, because I trust in his chesed, his kindness, and his dedication, his commitment, his involvement, and his caring for every desire that I have, and that gives me a certain menuchas hanefesh, I feel good. That too is trust. But it doesn't make it yoseroi. There's a higher level, and that's a yoseroi that I know that he can do it as well. It could be, and this is just a suggestion for thought, it could be that the first level of bitochon is not the level where I'm sure that he can deliver. It just gives me a menuchas hanefesh. In other words, he cares, he loves, he wants to do, he's committed to do. He's going to do. He's not going to stop at anything to try to fulfill my desire. Something about that I can trust him. I'm trusting him. I'm relying on him. I'm counting on him. But that level of trust may still be lacking the 100% clarity and knowledge and assurance that he's going to deliver. Because if you'd ask me, can he deliver? I don't know, but I know as sure as anything he wants to, and he's committed to. The bitochen that's yoseroi is now I know that he's capable also. Once I know that he's capable, it takes it into a whole new level that now I can be sure that he's going to deliver. But there's another note which I'd like to point out here when we talk about when he says v'lo yimoneu moneu me'asos bakoshas ha-boiteach, from doing the request of the boiteach. Now, if we talk about bitochen as a trust, I'm relying, I'm counting on you, then wherein does this language of request? I'm not requesting, I'm counting. I'm relying, I'm trusting. A trust is not a request. A trust is a confidence. A trust is a surety. A trust is a knowledge that it's going to be done. A request is I'm begging, I'm asking, I'm requesting. It seems that part and parcel of the feeling of bitochon is the sense of requesting. In other words, I don't lose the sense of request, even though I am confident that you're going to deliver. It's like I'm confident you're going to deliver what my heart keeps on requesting. I'm requesting, requesting, and I have confidence in you. And I dare say that it could be, if bitochon takes a form and request is left by the wayside, there's no request anymore. I'm not asking for nothing. I got it. I trust you. Then there's a grave danger there. And that the Vilna Goyim points out when he says, when it says in the davening, Kikel Shemea Tfilois V'Sachanunim Oto, Hashem listens to Tfilois and Tachanunim, to prayers and to beseeching, to begging, makoshes, requests, but begging requests. So in the Avni Eliyahu, he points out, he says that the concept of tefillah, the Goyim learns that the sheirish of the word tefillah is really like a positive machshova. He says, "Roi ponecha loy pilolti," like Yaakov said to Yosef, "I never allowed myself to have a positive machshova that I'd ever see you again." Roi ponecha loy pilolti. I never thought I'd be able to. I never had this positive thought, this optimism, this trust that I'd be able to see you again. It's like a loshon bitochon. So the Goyim says, if you have trust, if you have positive machshava, you have optimistic machshava, what do you keep on begging for? What are you begging? So the Goyim says, if you don't keep begging, there's a grave danger. Because there's a very fine line between counting on Hashem helping you because of your trust, or counting on his chesed. Are you relying on your bitochen, or are you relying on the chesed Hashem? If you're relying on your bitochon, you don't have anything. I'm relying on myself. That's like even tefillah, the Gemara says. I'm relying, I davened well, so I'm relying he's going to answer me because of my davening. No, you have to rely on his kindness. We can't lose focus. It's a chesed of relying on the chesed Hashem. That's what it is. So maybe that the pshat here too is bakoshas habiteach, means that when a person has bitochon, it's not supposed to leave the request behind. It's the trust that you're going to answer my request. It's I'm questing and requesting. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I'm questing and requesting again and again that you give me something, and I'm trusting that you will respond to that request. That focus is not on the trust that I'm a truster, but rather that I trust that you have rachmonas, that you respond to requests. That would seem to be part of the critical formula of achieving this bitochen. If we lose sight of the request, if it just becomes a stubborn confidence, a maybe like an overconfidence, like a, almost like an ego sense of confidence, that's not going to do it in terms of what the feeling that we need in order to achieve this bitochen. Okay, the revius, the fourth criteria, he says. This is so self-aware. We have three. We have his love and his love and his rachamim. We have his commitment and his lack of laziness and his readiness to be mishtadl and to do everything and to do everything he can to fulfill our desire. And the third is his capabilities, his power. That together brings a bitochen yisro. Who revius shiyo de ba'ofni teles ha bitochen olov. So he says the fourth one is that he knows the benefits. He knows the ofane to elis. He knows what's good for me. And it's not hidden from him that which is good for me. For the person who's trusting him, hidden or revealed. And that which is going to be good for his things. What's going to be good for him? Kim lo yoida kol ze, if I don't know that he knows what's for my good, lo tanuach nefesh abateach olov, I'm not going to be able to have menuchas hanefesh and relying on him. He doesn't know what's for my good. He has all power. He has great rachmonis. He has commitment, he's not misatzel, he does everything, he's ready to do everything except one thing. He doesn't really know what's good for me and what's not good for me. I can't rely on him. In other words, it sounds like, let's just read the end of the paragraph. And if I now also have included this idea that he knows what's for my good, and his ability to deliver on that, and how much he's involved and cares about it, he's repeating again, and the mercy that he has, the avo, that will strengthen the bitochen even more. It sounds like another critical ingredient in strengthening this bitochen is the ingredient that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's for my good. I want something. I have a desire. It's by koshas cheftzoi. Rifyona becheftzoi. I have a desire. I want that desire. I know he has rachmonas, so he feels for my desire. I know he loves me. He would love to give me my desire. I know that he's not lazy and he puts in every effort and stops at nothing just to fulfill my desire. And I know he's capable, completely capable of fulfilling my desire. And that's what I desire. But everybody who desires something has a little nagging, a nagging sense of underlying current of, but I want to make sure it's for my good. I want it to be for good. If it's not good, I don't want it. And nobody wants to get what he wants in order to be miserable. At least not normal people. Normal people want to get what they want in order to be happy, not to be miserable. So I have to know, if I'm relying on him to deliver for me, I have to know that he has a deep sense, and I guess it's even beyond my sense of what's good, but he ultimately knows what's good for me. And therefore, I'm counting on him to deliver according to his power, according to his love and his mercy and his desire and his commitment, and according to my desire. But I'm also counting him to temper that response with a sense of, I know what's good for you. And when it's not good for me, my bitocha, my trust in him is I can rely on him to deliver and to rely on him to know what's good for me and to make sure that everything he does is for my good. I would add here, which it doesn't say beferish, but I believe that that's what one would have to say, is that let's say the thing that I desired is not for my good. So on the one hand, well, if it's not for your good, he won't deliver. On the other hand, if my desire is so intense and I know that he knows what's for my good, there's another emotional stance that I could have. My desire is so intense, I'm trusting him, I want it, it's my chayfetz lev, it's a rotz, I can't, I won't give up on it, I want it. I'm trusting him that he'll deliver it for me, but he knows what's for my good, and therefore in his infinite powers he'll make it for my good. And I think this is something that we have to be able to, a concept we have to be able to at least consider or deal with, and that is that sometimes we want something which is not for our good. So on a simple level, you know, when we daven, we ask Hashem, please give me this thing. So he says, okay, listen, this is not for your good. That's not what you want. You really want good. So this is not for your good. So I'm not going to give it to you this way, the way you want it, or now, or whatever it is, it's not for your good. Bitochen seems to have a power that says, I want it, and I desire it, and I'm trusting you, I put my total trust in you, I know you can do it, I know you care about it, I know you love me, I know you have all the powers and everything. So the pshat is like this, but maybe it's not for your good. You know, I'm not worried about that, because he'll make it for my good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, in fact, change. Something maybe wasn't for our good, and therefore it wasn't dealt to us originally, but if it means so much to me, then through the power of that bitochen and the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do anything for me unless it's for my good, so besides just the option of saying, hey, it's not for your good, I'm not going to do it, but if Itaka responds to the total, complete bal bitochen, then the response will be, you know something, I can change it, because by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the hanocha, if we don't have that hanocha, we have nothing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. What's not for my good today, he can make it for my good in a minute from now. So this might be the concept that's included in this fourth criteria. A fifth, achamishis. Sheyiyem misyachet b'anhogas habeteach olov mitchilas havayoso v'gidulo v'yanukso v'naruso v'bacharuso v'shishusov v'ziknoso ad tachlis inyonoi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been with me misyachet b'anhogas habeteach olov, that he is individualized in the Hanhoga, he's individually, he's personally cognizant of the actions of the one who's trusting him from the beginning of his creation and his growth and his childhood and his teenage years and his later years and his middle years and his old age, at tachlis inyono, to the end of all of his things. In other words, that he is involved, he has been involved, he is acutely aware, and he's involved with everything in my existence from beginning to end. If he understands this, everything, then it'll be perforce, it'll be mechuyev, it'll happen memela. It has to be. How can you not have bitochen? It has all these other ingredients, plus the fact that he's been with me from the beginning. He's been involved in all my hanhogas and everything from the beginning. One of the Marpel HaNefesh says that he's the one who's done all the good for me until now. He brought me until this day. He's done everything. He does everything. And therefore, I can trust him because I have experience with him. The Goyin says, I think, that that's the pshat. We say in Nishmas Adheinu Azaruno Rachamecho Velo Zavunu Chasodecho Val Tetcheinu Hashem Elokeinu Lenetzach. So the Goyin says, Adheinu, that which you helped us until now was only Rachamecho, not because we deserved it, Racham, mercy. But Vashem Velo Zavunu, that which you haven't forsaken us until now was Chesed, kindness, not because we deserved it. Then he says, Val Tetcheinu Lenetzach Lochein Anachnu Betuchim. He says, we're sure now. We ask you not to forsake us with a sense of surety. Why? Because it says like this. If what you did for me yesterday, you saved me and didn't forsake me yesterday because I deserved it. So if yesterday I deserved it and you helped me, maybe today I don't deserve it, you're not going to help me. Shema gora lachet. But if yesterday you did it just because of rachamim and chesed, then, and the day before you did it for the same reason, and I never deserved it. So even if I don't deserve it now, you're not going to change. Hashem is molei chesed for rachamim. He'll continue to do it. So maybe that's the idea, who, that I know I'm not coming to him like in the all in the middle or in the end and saying, hey, I'm trusting you all of a sudden. This is the one I've been trusting my whole life. This is the one who's taken care of me until now. This is the one that's Adheinu Azurunu Rachamecho V'lo Yazavunu Chasodecho. His Rachamim and Chesed are not new to me. Now, this is not necessarily a logical thing, because the fact that he did it for me yesterday doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to do it for me tomorrow. But it's emotional. Like, since I'm a baby, look what he says. He says, B'tchilas Havayosoi. His conception, Gidulo, his growth, Yankuso, when he became a yoinek, a young nursing child, Naruso, a nar, Bachuruso, a bochur, Shishuso, Ziknuso. Throughout his life, he's been with me. He's the one that, nobody ever did a teuva for me. All teuvas came from him. He's done so much emotionally now. I can take all of these other factors, knowing his rachamim, and knowing his commitment, and knowing his power, and knowing his everything for the good that he does, and knowing that he's and remembering and sensing that he's always been with me until now. So that's going to be something which will continue for the future. The sixth sheyia, and this is machayev already. Cheskas bitchoinoi. This is mechayev. This, it's not shayev. This will really strengthen my bitochen. It has to happen, because I realize all of this. This is already an emotional piece too. Hashishis sheyia inin habuteach kuloi mosur biyodoi v'lo yuchal odom lahaziko lo ilar. The boiteach, the one I'm trusting, he has everything in control. We just said before, he has everything in control. He's all powerful, but there's something else. Nobody can interfere. Seems there's two things. There's one, his power is total. But the other thing is, sometimes I wonder, there's interference, this, that, maybe, who knows? No. Kuloi mosur biyod, it's completely in his hand. V'lo yuchal odom lahaziko lo ilo, nobody could hurt him or to help him in any way. V'lo lehetive lo, v'lo lechoso nezek meyolov, can't do anything. Zulosoi, besides Hashem, ko eved ho'osor. No, excuse me, I'm sorry. I may have said it a little bit wrong. He says that everything is mosur biyod, nobody can do anything to me besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm sorry. I'm not sure how I said it exactly, but I have to correct that. He says, not only is he all powerful, but there is nobody else who has any power. In other words, there's no one else who could hurt me, could help me, to do good for me, could do bad for me, to get rid of the nezek from me. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ke'eved ho'osur, like a bound servant, asher hu bebeis haboyer b'shus ha'doinov, who's down in the dungeon in the domain, in the possession of his master. There's no one else. The dungeon is locked. The bor is locked. The jail is locked. Nobody can get in or out. He's the only one. So it's important that besides everything else that I know, of all the other qualities that I know, that I trust him, I also know there's nobody who could do anything else. Because on the one hand, if I think somebody else could help me, then it detracts. I mean, why is this a chesaron bitochen? I trust Hashem. Maybe somebody else can help me too. The human being is made psychologically such that if I have the slightest possibility that there's someone else who could help me, I can't put my full trust in Hashem. I can't put my full trust in one person. The only way to put my full trust in anyone is with the realization that there is no one else. Otherwise, that trust is dispersed. It's shared. It's diffused. It's not total. And even in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I trust him. I know him. He's all powerful, and he cares, and he wants, and he does, and he knows what's good. And there's no one else who could. And he's been with me all the time emotionally. I know that. But if I think that maybe, you know, if he doesn't help me, then there's somebody else out there who might be able to do something for me. All of a sudden, I can't. It has to be total helplessness, desperation. There is no one else. I turn to you and rely on you with the full knowledge that without you, I have nothing. There is no one else. He says that's also another ingredient, which will kshiyeh abotech v'shus misha botacholov alinyin hazeh yeh yoseroi liftoach. So if I'm in his control and nobody could do anything else, that gives me another level of bitoch. And then he says the seventh, I have to know that the one I'm trusting is the ultimate in generosity and kindness. But not stam. To one who is deserving of it, and to one even whom is not deserving. If I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the one I'm trusting, has the greatest generosity and kindness, but only to those who deserve, I can't have the fullest trust in him, because maybe I don't deserve. He only has the trust of those who do deserve. What about me? Maybe I don't deserve, so I can't have the fullest trust. But if his trust is to those who do and those who don't, so that's me. I'm either one who does or one who doesn't. But either way, his nedivus is complete and his total betachlis on nedivus v'achesed. Even if I'm not worthy, then I can have a siyah nedivus ha-masmedes v'chasto nimshach. His nedivus is constant. Masmedes, amasmid. The chasto nimshach and the chesed is continuous. Lo yikoris lo yiposek. It isn't cut off and it doesn't stop. That is the seventh ingredient that I need to know, that his chesed is total and complete, because otherwise I hesitate because maybe I'm not worthy. So I need to address this fact of Shema Gorom HaChet. And here he explains that, you know, the reason that the Ramban says, the Meforshim say, that everyone who has Bitochen must have Emunah. Because if you trust Hashem, you have to believe in him and know about his knowledge and his powers and his caring and everything. But not everyone who has Emunah has Bitochen, because sometimes I know about him, but I'm afraid maybe I'm not worthy. Shema Gorom HaChet. So it seems that the Chavis HaLevovos is addressing this Shema Gorom HaChet. How can you have Bitochen with all of these criteria? I know he's all powerful. I know he loves me. I know he has Rachmonis. I know he's all powerful. I know that nobody could beat him. I know that he knows what's good for me. I know that he's been doing it for me. I have this emotional sense from the time I was a baby to now. And I know that nobody can do anything else for me. But if, and I know that he's betachlis hanadivus, but I also have to know that it's even lemisha eino roi loy. Because if I think he has all of these qualities, but it doesn't necessarily apply if you don't deserve it, then I'm finished. How can I be tochen? I know everything, all his chesed, all this, but everything is conditional to deserving. If it's conditional to deserving, I'm finished, because I don't deserve. Now what? So the Chavis HaLevovos says part of what the Baal Bitochen has to know in order to have the fullest level of Bitochen is to know that you don't even have to deserve it. Because if I think you have to deserve it so I could trust him, but then I'm always have this knowing fear, maybe I don't deserve it. If I don't deserve it, maybe it won't happen. How do I know? Well, I trust him, but how can I trust him because I don't deserve it? He says, no. He's betachlis hanedivus lemisha roilo, lemisha eino roilo. Even for one who it's not appropriate. If you don't even have to deserve it, he does chesed and generosity and kindness even to those who don't deserve it. That can include me too, and therefore emotionally I can bring myself to rely on him. Anyone who has all of these qualities, and the other things we mentioned before, then the conditions that are necessary to trust are completed in him. He says, all of these conditions are mechayev. It obligates, it's perforce, it happens memela. The person has to, the one who knows these things, will certainly trust in the one who has all of these qualities and his have menuchas ha-nefesh inside and out, in his heart and through the rest of his physical body, uli moser elov, and he will, and then he says something else, and to give himself over to him, the lirtzeis b'gzeiro isov, and to want that those things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gezer, to accept whatever his gzeiros are. I guess that may mean one of two things, that even if his the gzeiro that he seems to be giving me is something that's not to my liking, but I'm capable of accepting it because I know how good he is, I know how much I can rely on him, and it's possible that it may even refer to the gzeiros. I don't know. It's possible it might even be referred to the gzeiros, to that which he gives us, with the directives that he gives us. I'm accepting everything from him because I have such a relationship with him. I'll let him do whatever he wants to me, because whatever he's going to, I think that's probably the more likely meaning, that whatever he does to me is going to be for the good, and I trust him and have such a trust, I give myself over to him, I'm willing to accept whatever he gives me, I'll be done him, l'toiv, b'chol dino v'mifolov, and everything that he does, I will judge for the good. So herein, I think, lies something else too, that many people are disturbed, and I think this is a very important lesson as well. Many people are disturbed by the fact that not everything in the world works the way they want. And, you know, there's suffering in the world, and there's tzaddik v'ra lo, and rosha v'tov lo, and there's all kinds of confusion in this world. And sometimes the gzeira from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is less than acceptable to me. You know, I really can't handle it. I don't know what he wants from me. I don't know why he insists on doing it this way or advocating this. And if I have bitochon in Hashem, then I give myself over to him. I put my trust in him. Not only trust that he's going to give me what I want, but I trust him that whatever he gives me is good. I can rely on his goodness. I can desire v'lirtzois b'gzeroisov, even to desire his good, his gzeros, and to judge him l'good, to l'toiv, in everything he does, I can see that it's all for the good because I have this relationship. I would just like to conclude with this thought, and that is that sometimes when people are drifting and, you know, confused, let's say, in terms of Yiddishkeit, in terms of what's right and what's wrong, what should be done and so forth, and how to live and how to act, and sometimes we don't know how to reach them, and oftentimes that confusion is connected to some confusion about the suffering that goes on in the world and the problems that we have and why it has to happen and tainus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these things. And sometimes we find ourselves at a loss for to explain why he's doing this, why he's doing that. What do we know? We don't know. Like as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Eiv, Eifo ha'yisa b'yosti oretz, where were you at the time I created the world? You know everything that's going on. How do you think, how do you even hope to understand what's going on? So one of the things that we can do to someone who is perplexed and confused with this world is develop the midas habitochen. If we explain to them, if we show them, if we connect them with this bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can do wondrous things. It could put all of the tainus and complaints and feelings of upset and of anger, even frustration, could put it into perspective, because Kodesh Baruch Hu is good, and I rely on him, and he's in control, and it has all of the ingredients that are needed, not only to be able to rely that I will achieve everything that I want, all my desires, but it also has the ingredients that are necessary for one to accept the gzeiros of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they're not to our liking. And the truth of the matter is, then bitochen becomes a mechanism of hashpoah on people who are not religious, just to get them into bitochen Hashem. We know you don't have to be religious to have bitochen. Afilu rosha b'teach b'Hashem chesed yosef avenu, and a hashpoah of someone who's disillusioned, suffering, going through difficulty. The bitochen can not only give him the trust in the future that it's going to be good, but give him the ability to cope with the present when it doesn't yet seem to have gotten there. So those are some of the, I think, the lessons that we could learn from this particular part of the parak.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.